Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now, I'm sure parents, you will agree that while the children may not have your bank card, when it comes to the weekly food shop, well, they are truly the ones in charge. For many parents, a trip to the supermarket, it brings back memories of when they were a child themselves. And I know when I was a child and we used to go shopping with my mother doing the food shop in Dunn's, oh, we were feral around the place.
Were you Dunn's? As kids.
And on a Thursday as well. That was our shopping day.
Mine was Thursday. But it was, and I'm reaching out like, you know me, the mayor of Tala. It was when Roach's Stores was in the square in Tala and they had groceries, which is now what Penny's is.
Yes.
But it was Roach's Stores, and on the right-hand side was all the groceries, and then the left-hand side was all the clothing and all the different bits and bobs. And then in the middle, there was like there wasn't a cafe. My ma and my auntie would go to the cafe first.
Okay.
And I'd sit and have my scone or whatever, and then we would go down and do the shop.
I remember Roach's Stores, but not as a grocery store at all. Like, we had one in Tralee that then turned into a Debenhams, but it was only a department store.
Well, yeah, Roach's turned to Debenhams. And there was no groceries then in Debenhams, and then Debenhams closed down.
But and now in the square in Tala, it's a Penny's.
It's a Penny's. But the memories of that, like, I think I loved going shopping.
So did I, because, like I say, we used to go shopping on a Thursday with Mom, me and my brother. And as a little reward, because parents, you will know, sometimes you have to have a little incentive for the kids to make sure they get through the full shop. My mom used to get us a magazine of choice and a DVD.
Sorry, a DVD?
When DVDs cost €20.
What's she loaded?
I have no idea where she got the money from.
In fairness now, I wouldn't get a DVD, but I definitely would get, like, you know, a magazine for sure.
Magazines, all were staples in the shop.
Smash Hits.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember Smash Hits, or are you too young?
No, I remember it, yeah.
Smash Hits was one, and then I would always get, like, the CD, like a CD which would probably be in, like, the top 10. Because I would have, like, loved my music back then, and I would have, like, all my CDs, and I'd play them on a Friday. And whatever CD I got on a Friday, I mean, would not stop on repeat. Like, my mom and dad used to have to come upstairs and go, Paul, can you just keep that arrest for 5 minutes? And then I wouldn't mind. They just hear this clunkety-clunk of me creating a dance routine in my room.
Oh, my goodness.
Friday, Saturday into Sunday.
And look at him now.
And look at her now.
Same dance routines as well.
She's the toddler that didn't grow up.
I believe, actually, that when we used to do the shop, because sometimes it would vary between a DVD or a CD that we would get, that's when I started collecting the Now CDs.
Now that's what I call music?
Yes!
Oh my God. That was a real Christmassy thing. Like, you'd get them at Christmas, or they'd release them in summer. Now that's what I call summer.
Did you ever have a food incentive going around the shop? Because we never did, right? But I know some of my friends, and when I go around doing the food shop now, I will see kids in the shopping trolleys munching on, like, a baguette or a bread roll or something like that, or a pack of crisps.
This has come up on this show more times than I care to remember, because all of the people out there who talk about having stuff eating while they're in the trolley going around the shop, that's stealing, lads.
That's what I think as well. And I know you're getting up to the till and you're saying, oh, by the way, she's after having that as well, you know, and you do scan it, but it just feels illegal.
Maybe it is because, like, you're eating it, but I always think to myself, like, if I was, say, on the sausage roll counter and I gave somebody sausage rolls to start eating straight away, I'm going to go, she's going to put that bag somewhere.
Yeah, actually.
Around the shop.
And we will be officially stealing.
Yeah.
Now, this is a new survey from SuperValu that's revealed 9 in 10 parents say that their children influence what meals make it onto the table. So, is this you? Are your kids in your house influencing what's going into the weekly shop? Let us know on 087-798-9898. And like me and Paul are saying, we've got, you know, memories from our own childhood of going doing the shopping as well. Feel free to share them too.
Yeah, get in touch. It's something I love talking about, the times gone by in Roach's Stores.
Oh, so nostalgic.
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
There's a new survey out by SuperValu that's revealed that 9 in 10 parents say that their children influence what meals make it onto the table. AKA, if you are a child or have one, they're throwing in a load of stuff that you don't want to get.
Yeah, I love doing that.
But only because it's kind of like an incentive to finish the shopping for the child to behave and be patient, you know, because they're going to ultimately get a reward at the end of it. Now, we're asking you as well for your thoughts, your opinions, and your stories, I suppose, of when you were a child or else your kids nowadays and how they influence the weekly shop. 087-798-9898. Olivia has sent us a voice note.
You've given us pieces of it as it couldn't be sold.
Here we go.
Go.
There she is.
There was 10 of us growing up as children. Times were very tough then, so my parents used to do shopping in the ILAC Centre.
Oh.
Dunstores there. And my father used to break the Easter eggs.
Oh.
And keep giving us pieces of it as it couldn't be sold.
Keep giving them pieces of Easter eggs going around the shop.
That's genius.
And sorry, not to do a Tommy Bow on it, but 10 children.
That's not me.
Olivia, that is brilliant. But you do need some kind of an incentive, whether it's bits of, you know, an Easter egg or a bread roll going around. You need something to get you through it.
Did you ever put stuff in the trolley that wasn't supposed to be there?
Of course I did.
And you wouldn't say anything. And when Mom got to the till, all she had to do was buy it then because she couldn't put it back.
It's too late at that point.
I used to love as well going to the, do you know, the scanner, the cell scanner. I'd take everything. I'd be like, Mom, this costs this.
Yeah,
and she'd be
like,
I'm not buying that.
You're like,
but just in case you needed to know.
It's like you're working inside in the shop.
Yeah.
Well, Elaine has sent us a WhatsApp as well. She says, my little one scans at the self-service checkout now because she wants to be a shopkeeper. So cute. She also said, I just let her because it adds on another 10 minutes to the shopping, but she's happy.
Ah.
Do you know?
Do you remember, are you young enough to remember or old enough even to remember the salad bar where you'd press the button and get the stickers and then you'd be covered in stickers?
My goodness. I used to go up to those salad bars specifically in Dunn's because we used to do our weekly shop there in Dunn's on a Thursday and start mixing the salads.
Why?
I don't know. Why? I thought I worked in like a deli or something like.
Mixing?
I used to just mix the salads. And I think one day did I like get in trouble from one of the Dunn's workers. She was like, oh, you can't be doing that. All I was doing was mixing, not into each other, but just in the containers that they were in. Because come here, the weekly shop for me when I was a child was boring. I needed something to occupy myself. But then I would get something like one of the empty plastic containers.
Yeah.
Put it onto the weighing scale,
yeah,
just so I could get the sticker.
Oh, I see. It was boring when you do the first, but then when you start to get to the crisps and the chocolate, then you're like, oh, this is good fun.
Then you're like, I think I'm interested in this now.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
Now, every Friday around this time, we get the show family in the form of obviously myself and Paul, we're always here, but producer Russell and producer Cottle as well. Welcome.
Good afternoon. How are we?
And the purpose of you being here is to help us in giving some recommendations for the weekend. This is called the weekend warm-up and it can be something to watch, something to listen to, something to go to across the weekend that we are recommending for you listening right now.
Yes. Where are we going to start? Let's start with Cottle.
Like okay, yeah, I'll go. Mine is a TV show and I haven't had a good TV show in a while, like one that you sit down and it's kind of appointment television that everyone is watching.
Mm-hmm.
And our very own Brendan O'Loughlin recommended this yesterday to me. It's Hostage on Netflix, which, you know, Saran Jones,
yes.
Guys, she's always in trouble.
Yeah.
She's always got something going on.
She not leave the house.
Yeah, I know she shouldn't. Well, in this series, so I actually only watched two episodes last night and there's six, so I've kind of four more to go, which is kind of exciting in that, like, you can't. I didn't want to rush it.
Yeah.
But basically, she's the prime minister, and the premise of it is that her husband works for Médecins Sans Frontières, and he gets abducted, and basically, she's being blackmailed to kind of get him back.
Okay.
But at the same time, the French prime minister or the French president is in town in London, and he gets abducted in French territories in South America. This isn't spoiler because it's basically the first 3 minutes anyway.
Mm.
And she wants the French to help, but all of a sudden the French president starts getting blackmailed as well and won't help her, but won't tell her why. Because her secret is kind of big as well.
Now, this has been teased for quite some time on Netflix and it came out yesterday. And like you, I saw Brendan watched it. So I watched episode one last night and I am glued.
Yeah, I'm
and
hooked.
Six episodes, it's six. Perfect.
There's a thing
as well.
Of like, I was kind of watching it and I was kind of like, okay, that wouldn't happen, but I'm still hooked.
You know,
you're kind of debunking it a little bit, but I really am hooked.
How long is each episode?
40 minutes?
40. That's fine.
Yeah.
40 minutes and six episodes, I think, is perfect.
Easy work, lads. And if you're like, do you know what? If you're not going to Robbie Williams or whatever tomorrow, you might sit in and watch a little bit
Take
of
a
Netflix.
Chill. You might have had a busy week.
Yeah, absolutely, guys.
Leanne?
Mine is pretty obvious. Club 98.
Yay!
If you're not there, I don't know where you're going to be because it's where we're all going to be tomorrow night, 37 Dawson Street. I'm going to be on the decks. We've talked about this over the last couple of weeks since we announced this one that we did it back in February. I was also on the decks that night. And honestly, it's just, I've never been in a room and at an event with music like I was at Club 98 back then. So no doubt tomorrow is going to be the very same. The energy was just lifting off the place. Tunes are great, obviously. We've loads of prizes to give away at 98FM.com/club98 is where you can get your last minute tickets. Okay, make sure that you are there if you have a free Saturday evening, and it's finishing up early around 9 o'clock.
I wasn't gonna go, and then today I was just like, do you know what? No, actually,
yes.
I'm going.
Yeah, you might see me there.
Oh,
are you going as well?
Maybe.
It's a family affair. Russell, over to you.
I'm going to go for something to eat.
Where are we going? I'm starting.
No, that's just a statement. So tomorrow night, you mentioned Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
It's in the heart of Drumcondra kind of area. And people always are like, oh, I wonder how we can make a day of it.
Mm.
There's a restaurant to try out. Is on the aptly named Russell Street.
Oh.
Very handy. It's called Wallace's Asti, which is an Italian restaurant that's been there for many, many years, but they specialise in Sardinian food. So if you want something a little bit different, a bit exciting, go there. Reviewed it in the Sunday Times a couple of weeks back, and it is a really beautiful spot. A few things, and they're using really good, like, local ingredients, really good Italian flavours. There's one dish which you'll all like the name of, which is the fagottino, which is goat's cheese on pizza dough, tomato and cinnamon jam. Absolutely gorgeous. I really recommend that.
Tomato and cinnamon jam.
Like a little flatbread. It's fantastic.
Oh, gorgeous.
Then there's fragiola alla frutti di mare, which is a type of pasta. It's a Sardinian pasta that's like small bites.
Mm.
That's kind of a bit like a risotto. Really wonderful. They're the two dishes I'd recommend because they're the ones that I had when I was visiting. And they do pizzas as well. Oh. Really good sourdough base on them. So well worth checking out. That is Wallace's Asti on Russell Street.
I would go just for that jam alone. Mm. It sounds amazing.
It was really, you wouldn't expect like cinnamon and fig to kind of work together with goat's cheese, but it's beautiful together.
Mm, gorgeous. Okay.
I'm going to round it up with a TV show as well. I have had the pleasure of watching all 6 episodes of Alien Earth, which is available on Disney Plus. I got to host the premiere last week. If you're a fan of Alien, you will absolutely live and love this. Timothy Oliphant, who people will know from Scream 2, Sydney Chandler plays the lead role. A vessel crash lands on Earth. Do you think is on the vessel?
Aliens.
Possibly an alien. Possibly
Minor. Walking out an the alien. Ship like
Carl after Club 98. If you are into the franchise, you will absolutely love this. And if you've never seen anything, it's a great kickoff to the franchise. So if you're looking for something for your weekend, for your Sunday, if you're not doing Robbie, if you're not doing Club 98, and if you're not eating in Russell Street, that's what you could be taken up for.
All the recommendations today. Yeah. That is the weekend warm-up. Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.